You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
Speaking of the Broadcasting Standards Authority, last week the government announced plans to scrap it entirely. It's the entity that serves to ensure television, radio and internet broadcasters across Aotearoa remain accountable to members of the public. While the government says it trusts broadcasters to self-regulate, it's unclear what this regulation could look like, especially without the all-encompassing BSA to ensure that a universal standard is met. In addition, ACT Party leader David Seymour has expressed dismay at some of the recent publications by state-funded broadcasters TVNZ and RNZ. With Seymour as one of the ministers in charge of appointing the board for each organisation, his comments and criticisms are being compared to threats of censorship. Lastly, the government has announced new tests for prospective immigrants to New Zealand, which would see them quizzed over topics relating to New Zealand values, our Bill of Rights, and our system of government. While the government is proposing this standard of knowledge for immigrants, many New Zealand citizens could be unable to answer the questions even today. I spoke with National Up Party MP Ryan Hamilton about each of these topics, starting with the Broadcasting Standards Authority. I wanted to start off today with the Broadcasting Standards Authority. The government's recently announced plans to get rid of it entirely. Why are those plans coming about from the National Party's perspective?
We just feel that it's time for a change. Like obviously, you know, you're going back to the days when television was one of the main platforms, and that landscape has obviously changed, probably incrementally at first, but now, you know, quite dramatically, and obviously lots of platforms and different streaming. It's much broader than what the original BSA was set up to do. So it's really, you know, moving to that next fit for purpose stage.
And does the government have plans to, I guess, have something in existence in future to ensure decorum is maintained on all of our broadcasters, be those on TV, on radio, on the internet?
I don't think anything's off the table. I think right now, you know, we do acknowledge that there is, you know, some self-regulation through the New Zealand Media Council, and some broadcasters have opted to be part of that. And that, you know, that might grow into become a primary regulator. But yeah, I think for now we've just got to work through this process and see what the next phase will look like.
The BSA also provided a channel for public feedback, especially. And without it, you know, is there going to be a place? Obviously, the Media Council you mentioned exists there, but it's not as much an avenue for public feedback in particular as the BSA currently is. Do you reckon there's going to be a place where people can hold our broadcasters accountable?
Yeah, I think that's something I think we'll have to wait and see. And sometimes it's not until you disestablish something that you can truly see where the gaps lie. I think self-regulation will likely grow, and probably be a practical way for the, to level the playing field across platforms. And I guess it's almost like a peer review or, you know, something amongst peers in terms of standards and expectations. But I think we just have to wait and see where the gaps are, and if there's a need that becomes, you know, clarified for us and, you know, requires government to step in, then certainly I think that's something we can look at.
Similarly, on the state of media in the country, I guess, Deputy Prime Minister and ACT leader David Seymour has been speaking quite strongly about TVNZ and RNZ recently in particular. He's been criticising both of these platforms for being biased in some way. Should politicians be trying to, I guess, or talking about media in this way?
It's always a tension, I guess. Textbook answer for you is obviously that the government appoints the board and sets clear expectations and then essentially gets out of the way. Obviously, when new governments come in, there's sometimes, legacy appointments from previous governments, and it does tend to colour the political inferences or assumptions that are made. David's, you know, obviously obligated, well, not obligated, but he's within his rights to make his own comments. And as a leader of the party, he'll be wanting to, I guess, you know, find a niche for ACT and their followers.
Is there a line there between, you mentioned obviously the role of a minister in appointing the board for TVNZ and RNZ, is there a line there between doing that and then what he said about TVNZ's coverage being, I think the direct quote is, politically motivated?
Sorry, that was a quote from me.
From David Seymour.
I can't speak to his comments.
It also seems a bit hypocritical, I guess, for the government to be cutting restrictions when they affect broadcasters that the government has been appearing to agree with, such as the platform. You know, the BSA restrictions there have really come to light because of that ruling on the platform. While then David Seymour's talking about cracking down on these broadcasters such as RNZ and TVNZ. What's the difference there, right? On one hand, we're saying these broadcasters should be able to self-regulate, and then on the other hand, we've got David Seymour saying that there needs to be more control over these other ones?
Yeah, it's a great irony in politics, but you'd have to ask David more about that one.
Does the National Party have any opinion on those two broadcasters in particular?
No, I mean, our view is, you know, the government appoints, competent board members and chairs and sets generally through a letter of expectation what the government's, response is. For RNZ, for example, we'd expect them to operate in a financially sustainable way and measure their performance by their ability to grow audience numbers and improve levels of trust. I mean, that's essentially it. There might be other KPIs or, micro indicators in there, but that's essentially, I guess, governance is appoint the right people, give them a direction and let them get on with it.
Also today, I wanted to talk about the new citizenship test. Why is that coming about now from the government's perspective?
I don't know what the origin of it was for, but I think it's to firm up, essentially, or remind those that go through citizens the values of, what it means to be a Kiwi, and just to make sure that they've got a base level of appreciation or understanding of some of our fundamentals, like freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and women having equal rights, which is obviously New Zealand's very proud of and got a long history in terms of that gender equality.
Have you seen the test yet, or do we have any idea of what the questions might look like? And then after that, do you think it'll be made available to the public as well?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'd assume it would be publicly available. I don't assume there'd be any secrecy to it, because I guess people have to prepare for it. I assume they would. So, I don't think it's going to be rocket science. It's just going to be ensuring people are aligned with our fundamental values, and so there's a base level with all New Zealand citizens that these are our values, and these are the basic things that we expect everyone, all Kiwis, to grasp.
Some of the stuff in there, particularly the Bill of Rights Act, is stuff that, most New Zealand citizens right now wouldn't have a very strong knowledge or strong understanding of. Are there any worries that we're, holding our immigrants to a higher standard than many of the people already living here?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I think to your point, if it can be made public or transparent, it probably could potentially show some gaps. Often we know things innately or intuitively, but it's not until they're made explicit that it actually makes you pause and reflect and think. So, that'll be a good question, and whether those things then need to get picked up through our education system, whether they are already implicitly or explicitly, I couldn't tell you. I haven't seen the test.
There's also been some concerns over the cost of the test. While the monetary cost hasn't been announced just yet, do we have any idea of what it might look like, given especially that some of our immigrant communities are not as, financially secure as some of the people who have been living here for a while?
Yeah, all I know is that it will be self-funded. I'm sure it'll just be a question of striking the balance between functional and, affordable.
That was National Party MP Ryan Hamilton speaking to me about scrapping the BSA, David Seymour's criticisms of TVNZ and RNZ, and the newly proposed citizenship test.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.